Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are continuing our coverage of the special election in Oakland today. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, this always comes down to who has the support and who has the money. Not necessarily who has the support and the money. What do you think so far?
You know, it's interesting, Eric. Remember years back, you and I were both covering Ron Dellums when he ran for mayor of Oakland. Remember back then?
Oh, yes.
It was pretty much the same situation. You had a vacuum, and the unions and the progressives and a lot of the political establishment in the East Bay coalesced around former Congressman Ron Dellums, who was an icon of progressive politics in the East Bay, and made him the guy. And what happened was he dominated the field. He had the endorsements. He had the money, a lot of it coming from the employees, Civil Service Employees Union, the SEIU, and other trade groups, got in and pretty much cleared the field and easily walked in. They were trying to replay that with Congresswoman Barbara Lee in Oakland, the same groups, the same methodology. Get the endorsements, get the money, and sort of freeze out and roll over anybody in the way. What happened this time, however, was that former Councilman Lauren Taylor managed to match that money. As a matter of fact, he's exceeding that money. His money is coming from this one of the new players in Bay Area politics, tech titans, if you want to call them that. People that are willing to write a $75, $25, or even $100,000 checks to various groups or organizations in support of candidates, whether it be a recall effort or whether it be an election, they have become a prominent group. They're backing Taylor, and believe it or not, he's actually managed to amass more money in his corner than longtime Congresswoman Barbara Lee, and that's changed the race.
Do we think turnout is going to make a difference? And is it ranked choice over there?
It's ranked choice. Yes, it is. And that's where they're playing that. Congresswoman Barbara Lee is enjoining other people aside from Taylor that are in the race to encourage their people to have her as picked as the second candidate in order to have a replica of what we've seen in past elections. And Lauren Taylor, who got iced out in the ranked choice voting when he ran against Mayor Sheng Tao, he actually got more first place votes, as they call them, initial votes, than she did. But he lost out when the other second and third choices were calibrated. So ranked choice is involved. Also, who turns out today? It's very pivotal. People don't understand. It's interesting. You have high turnouts for presidential elections where you actually have very little say, and then you have low turnouts for special elections where somebody right next in your town is going to be calling the shots on your roads, your public safety, your issues, and people don't necessarily get interested in vote. So I'm encouraging anybody in Oakland, vote one way or the other, or take the picks or whatever you want, but get out there and vote, because, you know, in a low turnout election, you do make a difference.
All right, Phil, we'll be covering this all day long. That's the KCBS insider, Phil Mateer, who'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.